Friends, after the detailed study of the regulation in respect of the crowdfunding, we are moving ahead towards the chapter number 12, which consists of crowdfunding developments in India. Here only we are talking about what is the scenario of developments of the crowdfunding in India only. This consists of the topics for our discussion is the crowd power in India, as well as crowdfunding techniques, and thereafter the possible types of crowdfunding in India, then crowdfunding platforms which are functional in India, more details about them, and why India will succeed in crowdfunding, little bit our opinion on this crowdfunding nature and development in country, and reasons for being optimistic for developments of the crowdfunding in India that we are going to discuss, and moreover what is required to promote the crowdfunding in India. So the perspective is this: the regulations stipulates that yes, it is possible provided the regulator takes an optimistic call of success of the crowdfunding in India. Considering the various regulations in geographies as well as currently investment criteria which is adopted by most of the other geographical segments, and also considering the discussion paper published by the SEBI for investment in the through the crowdfunding platform to the SMEs and the retail companies or startups. So this, considering this scenario, we will start our discussion in developments scenario in India. One thing is very good that alternative investment funds regulations has come into the place in 2012, and the crowdfunding as well as investment in SME as well as the other retail areas like startups have come up, and also regulators from the security market regulators as financial market regulators like SEBI and RBI, they have also come up that yes, startups should be given an opportunity for the young entrepreneurs to come up with some tangible ideas to develop in the market and start production of different varieties of goods as well as services. So the alternative investment, alternative capital raising facilitators like crowdfunding gaining the popularity, and the center is mulling the setting up of new regulators of an authority to regulate them. It is under consideration. Idea is not totally dropped for the independent regulator for the crowdfunding. Currently, most crowdfunding platforms neither operates with the proper authorization nor are governed by any law. The ministry has also proposed an option to separate the regulators other than the SEBI and the Reserve Bank of India for governing these entities. At present, SEBI regulates the fundraising for the securities through both equity as well as debt for listed companies, and private placement by unlisted firms are regulated by Ministry of Corporate Affairs. However, none of these covers the crowdfunding donations, rewards and charity. The Department of Economic Affairs, in the note which is circulated by them to the regulator concerned, has said that it would be beneficial to examine the development of the marketplace model in greater details. According to it, new framework shall enable the small firms to raise the capital from the individuals or entities that have investable surplus funds. It is also understood that the concept has also been discussed extensively with all the regulators, including the SEBI. And SEBI expressed its reservations about regulating the crowdfunding, citing the jurisdiction issues, said the person privy or the developments. Though in 2014, it had floated a discussion paper on the proposed framework to enable the domestic startups and the small and medium enterprises to raise the capital from multiple investors through this crowdfunding platform. It had defined the crowdfunding as solicitation of the funds, that is the small amount, from multiple investors through a web-based platform or a social networking site for the specific projects, business ventures, or also social for social cause. However, it has scrapped the ideas, citing that the ambiguity and lack of clarity on the cross-border investments also. This is the background currently. Now, let us understand, to go further, what is the crowd power in India, crowd power? The financial market in India is well established and it is run by the traditional business houses. And there is a crowd to support the idea of the fundraising, helping the entrepreneurs and helping to the social cause, financial and non-financial way. What is required for the Indian public is to startups by someone by creating the platform to attract the crowd. In true sense, the crowdfunding was started in India just 4 to 5 years back, and the crowdfunding platform was initially launched by some people, organization, and with the aim to support the creative projects and would also help the entrepreneurs to engage with the communities to raise the funds and resources. One of such organization, that is Catapult, who has leveraged the power of crowd and crowdfunding in India into unique projects categories, which includes politics, sports, startups, and other campaigns. If this is the scenario of the crowd power, and it is also tested that yes, there is enough power in the crowd to subscribe for maybe for the business or social purposes or charity purposes, let us understand what the crowdfunding techniques could be. The crowdfunding technique typically involves young entrepreneurs and the small group of the people who raises the funds from the market for their ventures using different online platforms. On this platform involves the individuals, organizations, and crowdfunding platforms are also seen to have used for launching the products also and services that commits the financial return to the contributor of the fund. Growing population definitely need to have this kind of support, and the government must think seriously on these issues. However, proper guidelines should be there in place to ensure that the crowdfunding becomes the most amazing option for the entrepreneurs and no potential risk generate from that. Along with the SEBI, International Organization for Securities Commission, that is IOSCO, an international body for the market regulators, is looking after the regulatory check on the crowdfunding in order to avoid the systematic risk that might arise from it. SEBI is quite serious about the projects and the seriously looking forward to coming up with the solution to start crowdfunding effectively in the country. As per the basic information by the SEBI, all non-resident Indians, that is NRIs, would be able to invest in the crowdfunding in India along with KYC forms. That KYC means know your customer. SEBI has also outlined the complete guidelines for the NRIs to invest in the domestic market. Even RBI too came out with the guidelines for the KYC requirement of the SEBI for all the foreign portfolio investment in India. SEBI believes that with the start of the crowdfunding in India in full-fledged, the institutional bidders and the private equity firms will gain the better opportunities for the investments, which would further nurture the ideas of entrepreneurs and other creative projects. However, Indian crowd creator investors taking the shelters of the guidelines of the International Organization of Securities Commission, that is IOSCO, and the source that funds created the entrepreneurs by creating the platform for fundraising and the social cause, and also for the various activities by seeking the crowd participation. See, investor wants the protection, and they want the whatever activity or financial activity any individual does, it should have a proper regulatory backup. And that is the only reason. Otherwise, there is no dearth of what you call as the investors or maybe investee companies who are looking for fund, who have surplus funds. Most Indian entrepreneurs usually possesses the requisite skill to turn the ideas into the fortune. However, devoid of enough financial support, many such ideas are becoming failed to execute and it's died with its natural death. To their rescue, a few crowdfunding websites have been established in the country, and crowdfunding is in its nascent stage in India for now. However, it is quite popular in America and Europe, that we have seen earlier also. Crowdfunding in India. Everybody is now aware that crowdfunding is one of the process to raise the funds, and it works for the startup. What is required to do is to convince the people about your business plan or business idea. And if they believe in the idea, they will grant you the funds. Many industries in the country can benefit from this advent crowdfunding. Be a creative product, new innovations or inventions, crowdfunding will make it easier for the entrepreneurs to raise the funds. Very recently, Mahindra Group recently launched a platform which is called as Spark the Rise. It lets people talk about their ideas and request a funding for the startup. This was the idea behind starting this group. The concept is already very popular in the US through the portal which is called as Kickstarters.com and Indiegogo.com. But it is only just a picking up in India. Possible type of crowdfunding in India. For starters, let us look at the types of crowdfunding. For starters, first one is a donation and reward based. What happens in this, it enables the entrepreneur to raise the funds as a means of donation. However, it takes a very powerful idea to convince the people for donations. Many websites like Keto are indulged in this type of crowdfunding. Another form may be lending based. It involves taking a loan from the people, repayable once the business gets established. Microfinance website, that is Milav, is one such platform. Third one is equity based. That is also quite possible to implement in India. This type of crowdfunding where the donors are provided a share in the company and is not illegal in India, This type of opportunities are there in India. Now let us see some of the crowdfunding platforms which are functioning and supporting in India. There are some major crowdfunding platforms which supports the India crowdfunding, and these are rangade.org. rangade.org is operations from 26 January 2008. The inspiration for the starting Rangade was thought that the peer-to-peer lending model could be transferred to the lower the cost of the microcredit. Rangade is a non-profit organization and they earn the nominal commission of 1% on all the loans repaid by the borrowers. Another platform which is also active is ignitelnet.com. Ignite Intent was formed in April 2012 and it is a platform where people can showcase their talents and tell the world about their idea and subsequently get it funded, their ideas. Ignite Intent enables the artists, teachers, filmmakers, business startups, musicians, designers, housewives, sportspersons, journalists, researchers, writers, explorers, dancers, curators, performers, and others to transfer their dream into reality. Wishberry is another popular platform which is established in 2012. And it's crowdfunding platform for anything creative, out of the box, it supports. There are 8 defined categories are arts, performing arts, events, design, technology, publishing, film, video and food are some of the ideas which they supports. Milav.org is another dynamic crowdfunding platform which was founded in 2010, and the founding members of the Milav shared a common vision, that is to change the people's concept of giving and make it personal, transparent and sustainable process. Milav provides the platform for the poor, hard-working individuals in the country to raise the funds. It does not charge any commission from the funds you lend to Milav. Instead, Milav charges its field partners a 5% fee for the funds raised by them. Another organization is Keto.org. Keto was launched on 15th August 2012 and it provides a platform where you can provide the support for the cause of you think are important. It was launched with the idea to bring the positive changes in the society. Its partners and the supporters include Google Grants, then Quan, Cap India, Dasra, and social impacts. Many Indian crowdfunding startups like Fund My Pitch, Pick Adventure, and Fundus are in the nascent stage. Foreign crowdfunding platforms like Kiva also have commenced its operations in India. It is also seen that quite a few Indian hardware startups raise the funds on the foreign crowdfunding platforms such as Finn. The Indian crowdfunding platforms operates more with the non-tech part of the industry. However, within the increased participation and popularity, everybody wishes to see that there will be change over a period of time, and this will crowdfunding platforms and crowdfunding will definitely get a better days ahead. Why India will succeed in the crowdfunding? Why everybody is optimistic of successful crowdfunding in India? There are various reasons. And this consists of, one is pooling in money with the contribution from an ordinary people for a mission is not new to India. Looking back at the country's history, regular contributions to political, social, and religious causes have also been there forever. Indian business like multi-million dollar Reliance Empire have been built with a modest contribution from small-time investor at that point of time. Today, with India having given a decisive mandate to its new leadership, the country is poised to not just bring its economy back on the track, but also explore new ways to solve some of its challenges also. It is here where the creative concept like crowdfunding could play a major role. The reasons for being optimistic for development of the crowdfunding in India. What could be the possible reasons of being optimistic for success of the crowdfunding in India? There are some reasons which are elaborately we are discussing. One is more job for young India. This is the burning problem before the country. In India, approximately 9 million Indians enter into the job market every year. And this rising number of requires the government to prioritize the job creation plan, especially if they want the young and restless to be engaged for the productive purpose. How better to create the job than to encourage the entrepreneurship? Crowdfunding makes it easier for entrepreneurs to access the early capital they need for their business. Another reason is global venture capital track Indian startups. The statistics states that 3 out of 4 venture capital backed startups fails, and 4 out of 5 startups in general tend to fail. Do little to increase the investors' confidence in the startups. Why this is failure? Because of investors has lost its confidence. Therefore, for Indian startups grab the attention of the global venture capital, they will be need to do much more here. A successful crowdfunding campaign with some good traction can go a long way in helping the investors buy into the startups offering. Another reason is customer demand leads the production. Customer demand leads the production. More the demand, more the production. The notion that crowdfunding evolves only around the funds can be misleading. While receiving the funds may be the goal, it is the engagement opportunity with potential customers that is one of the biggest value addition for running a crowdfunding platform or campaign. With the delivery time established in the campaign, the product manufacturers can plan their production as per the demand. There are many startups that they have successfully planned and sold the products with the help of the crowdfunding campaign. Another one is collaborative teams, the new mantra. Now, what is this collaborative team? Thought leaders have been regularly sharing the various qualities needed for the startups, that too for succeed, from the founders' drive and passion to having the right team in the place and a good working relationship with the partners. A successful crowdfunding project also requires the various stakeholders to collaborate for the larger goal. Another reason for being optimistic for development of the crowdfunding in India is support beyond the family and friends. Unlike in some of the Western countries where the government supports its way out to in case of the financial difficulties, in India it is the family and the friends that tend to be a more supportive. With the crowdfunding, the entrepreneurs may not only have the support of the family and friends, but also an extended group early investors who believe in offering. The support of this larger group can go on contribute to the startup success. Next example will be of the fund innovation for Indian challenges. Unlike most mature economies, India's challenges are unique and more diverse, and crowdfunding can help them to address some of the issues, such as supporting a rural business through a microfinancing non-profit which is needing the funds for the cause like poverty alleviation, education, better health, scientific research and the business growth. Policymakers and the business gets together. That is also one of the reasons why I am optimistic for the development of the successful development of the crowdfunding in India. Policymakers and business get, if they get together, it may be the case that the central government, various state governments and the regulators have the biggest to say that whether the benefits of the crowdfunding can be realized. While lesson from the other countries that have benefited by easing the law are out there to see, promoting a crowdfunding in India may also set a good precedent to or of the issue that affect the country's progress. Another reason is SME can compete with the big business. With the ability to reach out to the masses through the crowdfunding, the small and the medium entrepreneurs have good shot at the competing with the bigger players who have the money and resources. With the funding figure, these SMEs can now focus on bettering their products and the services than the large manufacturing houses are doing. It is widely believed that if India needs to compete with the global powers, it not only needs a large corporation but also innovative, the startup for success. Fund projects for and from the country, community. Fund the projects for and from the community. Under this, most corporates as well as the lawmakers spread across the political affiliation agree on many of the India's priorities, including more citizen participation in the governance and need to improve the infrastructure of the country. Successful crowdfunding projects like fund being raised by the resident to build a foot over bridge, as well as the other initiative that serves a much larger community interest, can be a good learning and implemented across the India. Compete globally based out of anywhere. Crowdfunding also helps the companies go global. No more does the location of the manufacturing unit or the founder's office matters, not as much as the founder's background and the product itself. Reaching out to the world has become much easier through the crowdfunding platform. Thus, it will be possible to spur the entrepreneurship move in India via crowdfunding. Many children of the families with the business get their entrepreneurship temperament early on their lives, having had an opportunity to watch their family business from close quarters. Now, with the crowdfunding, even youngsters from the non-entrepreneurial families can get the head into the start of new entrepreneurship. Crowdfunding as a game would be compelling for youngsters, and the potential of what crowdfunding can achieve for the country like India, especially its overwhelming majority, is massive and outweighs current concerns around the fraudulent projects, possible money laundering and other risk, all which is proper checks and balances that can be addressed critically. Now, crowdfunding promotions. Apart from the various websites and the platforms, there is a body associated for promoting the crowdfunding in India, which is called as National Crowdfunding Association of India, that is called NCFA. This is the only organization which is government sponsored and that helps the crowdfunding. The National Crowdfunding Association of India, NCFA India, is a dynamic organization that promotes the crowdfunding in India, established in January 2013. It provides its members with an opportunity to shape their business, learn the details of the marketplace, and stay informed and ahead of the industry trend also. NCFA India works closely with the government, industry groups, as well as academia and the other business associates to create strong, vibrant crowdfunding industry in India and also voices across the India. The mission of NCFA in India is to support, educate, establish the strong crowdfunding market in India. And NCFA India is collaboration of World Crowd Fund Federation, that is WCF, and is other countries to bring the crowdfunding revolution across the globe. WCF is a federation of United Crowdfunding Trade Association designated or designed to support and promote the crowdfunding by providing the global network for all the crowdfunding associations and the stakeholders to take active part in promoting of the crowdfunding. The key people which are associated with NCFA India is there are members which comprises of the network of the professional individuals as well as the companies and the non-profit associations. The students are most welcome and interested in crowdfunding market in India and beyond. NCFA India is a networking and a solution-based organization that provides advocacy as well as the education, support and the leadership for the Indian crowdfunding of their communities, as well as they undertakes the activities, that key activities which consist of researching, consulting, then partnering and advocating the sensible solutions for the issues that are impacting the crowdfunding industry in India, educating the business entrepreneurs and investors, media and regulatory bodies regarding crowdfunding trends, initiatives, regulations and the emerging practice followed across the geographies, development of the strategic program that impact the members and their daily interaction with the crowdfunding industry, as well as establishment of the relevant and the strong membership of the network that contributes to NCFA India policy and NCFA India policy, and provides the networking of the opportunities with crowdfunding professional in the industry, geography across the geography, and assisting the members and the public in identifying and reporting the fraud in the crowdfunding platform or crowdfunding industry, advocate the growth of the collaborative and dynamic crowdfunding industry in India. Membership consists of, it is open general for the public, including the entrepreneur, investor, technologist, lawyers, financial advisors, educators, then regulators as well as students, media professionals and more. Though NCFA India has an Indian focus, its membership remains open and inclusive to international members also. Investors may lose the confidence if they revise the target amount or their aspects of the projects, and you need to be certain about the projects and its delivery date. Once you have approached to the crowd, you must deliver on time, else you will lose all the chances and the confidence also of raising the money in future. Small investors may put in a small amounts, and therefore it is possible that you may not be able to collect the target amount which is required for your dream project. Usually the crowdfunding platforms offer 60 days period for raising the funds, and if you are not able to secure the needed funding by the end of the same period, you may not get any money at all. You might need to extend your deadline and restart your campaign again. With this, we took an overview of the crowdfunding developments in India. What are the pros and cons? What are the negative factors? What are the positive factors? And what is required to be done by the regulators as well as the industry? And what is required to be done by the existing companies which are involved in the process of the development of the crowdfunding in India? Thank you very much.